Well, that's buried one hoodoo. You can't win from stall 19, but terrific. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, look, it was kind of an important race on the calendar for me when you're based up north. These prestigious handicaps are the ones you want to be winning. So I was second in it 1 year, probably thought that was my chance gone, but great to get a chance and get it done today.
And always going well.
Everything was smooth for me. But Andrew fancied this horse today and he was a little bit worried when the draw came out. But I think it helped us that there was no pace on paper. And it panned out that way in the race, so I was able to squeeze out from 19, get a nice position and then fill up the whole way around. But like I said, it's easy to do that when you have the horse. He came back underneath me, had a great mind, he switched off and then he stayed the trip really well.
I mean, the thing is, when you go into a race like that, his last run, sixth in the Hunt Cup, you don't quite know what to expect, do you?
Yeah, but he went in with the right profile, you know. He's a horse that stayed. He won over an extended mile at Newmarket, I think. So I think it was probably worth rolling the dice at Royal Ascot with him in the Hunt Cup. But that's a very competitive race, and he probably ended up being on the wrong side that day, and he was still only beaten, I think, maybe three or four lengths. So he ran a good, solid race. Everybody at home was quite keen, were quite confident he'd improve for the step up and trip, and they were right.
I mean, for you and the relationship you now have with Andrew when he sends horses up here, this has been great for you over the last 12 months or more, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. Look at it, you get to the stage in my career where you want to be out riding nice horses in the nice handicaps, and I'm in a lucky position, I suppose, because Andrew doesn't really travel his horses, I've said this before, unless he thinks they've got a chance, and I'm lucky enough to be getting on them then when they come up here, so the majority of his horses come up have chances of winning, so we've ended up kind of hitting the gold.
So you're the third, this is the third time he's won it in what, 9 years or something?
Yeah, look,
terrific record.
Yeah, look, he knows what it takes, but look at the team at home do a great job. They're churning winners out on a daily basis at the minute, so the horses are happy. And that's just a credit to everybody back at the stables.
Big smile, well done.
Cheers, Mike, thank you.